CIOI, Hamilton's home for alternative. Indy 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is vocalist and band leader Deanne Matley from Montreal, Canada, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Everybody, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and today we have a very cool episode planned for you because we have two incredible special guests. We have Alex Bird and Ewan Farncombe joining us, both co-producers and co-writers on the album You Are the Light and the Way by Alex Bird and the Jazz Mavericks. This album was actually just nominated for a Juno for Best Vocal Jazz Album of the Year. So congratulations to Alex and Ewan and to everybody in the band for that incredible nomination. Together we chatted about the jazz tradition, innovation, how they write together as a team, and so much more. So definitely stay tuned because you'll hear that interview and two tracks from the brand new album a little bit later on in the show. For now, I want to let you know that we have social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity, and you can tweet us at OG Publicity. If you really enjoy the show and wish that you could listen to past episodes, not to worry, because we upload all of our episodes onto Spotify and Mixcloud. All you got to do is search up Orange Grove Radio. Lastly, if you're really enjoying a certain track, but you missed out on the title or the artist name, or maybe you want to learn more about each artist, you could go on our website, orangegrovepublicity.com, and there you'll find a ton of information on each artist, as well as all of our detailed playlists for every single show. All right, let's get this show on the road. I'm going to start things off with a brand new unreleased track by the Toronto-based band Way North, which features Rebecca Hennessy on trumpet and voice, Peter Kankora on tenor saxophone and voice, Michael Herring on bass and voice, and Richie Barchet on drums and voice. Everyone sings backup in this one, which is really cool. New Dreams, Old Stories, the latest release from Avon Folk Jazz Quartet Way North, seeks to connect the past and the present of our collective human experience. Old stories acknowledging a vast musical heritage are woven together to create fresh new sounds with bold explorations, singable melodies, and even sing-alongs. We're going to be listening to the first single from the album, which is entitled Play. It was written by Rebecca Hennessy, the trumpeter in the band, and of course, it was by the band Way North. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio. Thank you. You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Yannick Rieur was the 18th recipient of the Oscar Peterson Award, celebrating the quality of his art and his outstanding contribution to the development of jazz in Canada. As early as 1988, Downbeat magazine ranked him among the 20 most talented saxophonists in the world, alongside the likes of Branford Marsalis, Joe Lovano, and many more. Since then, Rieur has toured the globe collecting praise and awards for his recordings and his live performances. We're going to be listening to the title track of his new album, Qui Quand Grogne, which features Yannick Rieur on saxophones, Jean-Tien Michaud-Gagnon on piano, Guy Boisvert on bass, and Louis-Vincent Hamel on drums. I'm Jenna Marie, and this is Orange Grove Radio. Hi, I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. Never Die is the debut album by Living Fossil, led by Toronto-born and raised saxophonist Gordon Highland. The band features a roster of musicians, all active players in the Toronto scene, who have had important roles in Highland's career, be it as collaborators, friends, and or mentors, including tenor saxophonist and co-producer Mike Murley. The non-standard instrumentation, the use of two guitarists, allows each musician to shine equally and leads to the exploration of interesting new timbres. Unison doubling between guitars and saxophones, affected instruments, and compositional forms influenced by graphic scores and free improvisation. We're going to be listening to the first track from the album Microphages, and it features Gordon Highland on tenor saxophone, Mike Murley also on tenor saxophone, Neil Whitford on electric guitar, Tori Seeger on electric guitar as well, Mackenzie Longpre on drums, Andrew Rorda on electric bass, and Vivian Wilder on acoustic bass. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
We'll be right back. Hi, this is bassist Michael Herring from Way North, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 105.
Hey, you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Merging the deep, powerful messages of poetry with adventurous modern jazz, Toronto-based pianist and composer Amanda Tosoff leads a hybrid ensemble with strings and seven rotating vocalists on Earth Voices, the follow-up to her Juno Award-nominated 2016 release, Words. And fun fact, this album was just nominated for a Juno Award for Best Vocal Jazz Album of the Year. Congrats to Amanda Tosoff and everybody involved in the making of this beautiful album. Earth Voices is Tosoff's sixth album as a leader and the second to feature vocals. But whereas Words featured the marvelous singing of Felicity Williams straight through, Earth Voices adds six additional vocalists to the lineup in turn, each ideally suited to the song at hand. The compositions and orchestrations are sonorous, texturally rich, with a string quartet, guitarist Alex Goodman, and guest saxophonists Allison Au and Kelly Jefferson augmenting the lineup. The performances, full of eloquence and fire, are centered by Tosoff's assured and lyrical pianism, revealing an artist at the peak of her powers. We're going to be listening to A Dream Within a Dream, which features Emily Claire Barlow on vocals. And we also have Kelly Jefferson on soprano sax, Allison Au on alto sax, Amanda Tosoff on piano, John Maharaj on bass, and Morgan Childs on drums. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Let me thank you. I stand amid the roar of a surf-tormented shore, and I hold within my hands grains of golden sand. How few, yet how they creep through my fingers to the deep, while I weep, while I weep. Oh God, can I not rest amid the tighter clasp? Oh God, can I not save one from the pitiless waves? Thought that we see a dream, but a dream within a
You're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and coming up next is going to be a brand new track by Deanne Matley from her upcoming album, The Alberta Lounge. The title of the album, The Alberta Lounge, was named after the club where Canadian jazz legend Oscar Peterson was first discovered in Montreal. Today, we're going to be listening to a very special track, Mas Queinada, which is Portuguese. So that's pretty fun and exciting. And for this project, Matley recruited some of Montreal's premier jazz talent. We have Tori Butler on piano, Morgan Moore on bass, and Richard Irwin on drums. This is Mas Queinada by Deanne Matley on Orange Grove Radio.
Sai da minha frente, eu quero peça. Pois o samba este animado, o que quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto tu. Mas que nada, samba como este tá ligado, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Eu quero passar, pois o samba está animado. O que quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de preto veio, samba de preto tu. Mas que nada, samba como este tá ligado, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final. Mas que nada, sai da minha frente, eu quero pegar. cabeza. Pois o samba este animado, o que quero é samba. Este samba que é misto de maracatu, é samba de peito veio, samba de peito tu. Mas que nada, o samba como este está ligado, você não vai querer que eu chegue no final.
Hey everybody, you're listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and the greatest in Canadian jazz, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie. Coming up next, we have a very special interview with two really cool guests. We have Alex Bird in the house, and we have Ewan Farncombe as well. Alex Bird is the vocalist and band leader of Alex Bird and the Jazz Mavericks, and Ewan Farncombe is the piano player in the band and co-producer and co-writer. Together, these two wrote an incredible album, their brand new album, You Are the Light and the Way, which was just nominated for a Juno, which is so, so exciting. This album features some incredible up-and-coming jazz musicians. We have, of course, Ewan Farncombe on piano, Eric West on drums, Leighton Harrell on bass, Jacob Gerzoltson, who plays clarinet and sax on the album. There's also Alexander Brown, who's featured on trumpet, Jesse Ryan on sax, Patrick Smith on baritone saxophone, Tom Richards on trombone, and we also have a string quartet, which is so, so cool, and they're featured on the album as well. I'm going to be playing two tracks from the album, so stay tuned for that. But first, here's my interview with Alex Bird and Ewan Farncombe, the co-producers and co-writers of You Are the Light and the Way.
Hello, everybody. I am here with vocalist, composer, and actor Alex Bird and pianist, composer, and arranger Ewan Farncombe, both the composers and co-producers of You Are the Light and the Way, a brand new album by the Jazz Mavericks. Thanks so much for joining me today, you guys.
Hey, pleasure.
Yeah, thank you for having us, Jenna.
First of all, huge congratulations on the Juno nomination. Woo-hoo!
Hey, thank you very much. Yeah, that was a wonderful, wonderful surprise. We're still buzzing from it.
You're both so young, and you guys are nominated for Best Vocal Jazz Album. I mean, that is so exciting. I'd love That's it if you cool. could just retell the story of where you were and how you felt when you got the news.
Well, I had to wake this guy up. I kept phoning him. I rang him every time. He's like, Will, how's it going, man? I'm like, are you ready? And he's like, yeah, man, what's the deal? I was like, we're nominated for Juno. And he's like, ah! So yeah, it was a bit of that, but it was great. My partner Lola and I had it on the computer. We were watching live, and we're like, yeah, we're probably not gonna get it. Don't worry about it. And we were like gonna close it, and then we were just trying to like pretend it wasn't happening. And then it was really weird because they announced Jazz second on the stream, and they were literally before that was single of the year. They're like The Weeknd, and they're like Jazz Vocal, Alex Bird and the Jazz Mavericks, and I'm like, holy shit! I was like not ready to see that.
Yeah, no, I was super excited. Alex did wake me up, tell me.
That's pretty good news to wake up to.
It's great news. Great news. I was really surprised, and I haven't really tried to think about it too much. We're just trying to do our thing.
So you are both co-writers and co-producers on this album, and I'd love to hear about how you two started writing music together and what that process looks like.
Well, I mean, I think we've almost known each other for almost 4 years now. And Toronto does this vintage prom every year, and they have like adults dress up like it's prom. There's the jazz band, there's the rock and roll band, there's the, you know, the outlaw sort of band. And Ewan was the piano player, and I was booked as the jazz singer, and we just met by chance. We did three numbers together on during that night. And then afterwards, I very shyly went over and I was like, yo, you're really amazing, man. Can we like, would you be interested to like play with me? And I'd never performed with a band before. And he said yes. And then we started grooving and getting better, and other people came on, other incredible musicians that we'd work with. And then in 2019, we recorded Whiskey Kisses, which was an independent release. I wrote a lot of the album with a guy named Charlie Angus, and then a lot of it with Ewan. And then we just kept grooving through the pandemic. We didn't let these terrible times stop us from making music, and we did lots of Zoom sessions back and forth and threw ideas at each other and tried to plan for another album, which the two of us wrote wholly together. And we've just kind of been following that momentum ever since, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, we both offer something different to the process.
I was curious about the specifics of that. So, do you both write the music? Do you write the lyrics, the melodies? Like, can we have a little bit of inside scoop?
If I can touch on that, yeah. I think, first of all, I don't know. Like, a little bit of mystery is important. But Alex is definitely responsible for the lyrics. And he actually often comes in with, like, he's got so much music inside of him. Like, I can just tell, I imagine him at home just singing in his shower all the time. Coming
That's up. Where I get my best ideas.
To be honest, a lot of the time, he'll come in, he writes 80, 90% of the song. And then other times, you know, he'll come in, we'll just vibe together. So we'll have, like, a session at my place, and we'll just play for hours and see what comes out, and then go back and review and adjust, and then... you know, we both have input.
Which has been the bulk of our songwriting recently, has been a lot more together in the air trying to come up with something rather than me coming with an idea already kind of thing.
Yeah, and then we adjust from there. You know, we'll manipulate it and
talk That's a little cool. Bit I feel like that takes a lot of trust. Like to not come with anything and to begin from zero together. I feel like that as a singer myself and as a composer and someone who likes to collaborate, takes a lot of trust to show up and just like and just try.
Oh yeah,
nothing.
Right.
And
right.
He's infinitely better every time because I'm trying to find my key or I'm like, you know, mumbly quietly trying to figure out where the heck the song could possibly sit. So sometimes we, in that moment of creating something in the air, there's a little piece of it that's great and the rest of it's bad. So then I go home and I listen to it over and over again and I sort of rework or try to bring out the melody from that. So that's helpful. And then we meet up again and kind of shape it up that way. Mm-hmm. We work in many different ways. It's no one set way, I guess.
Pretty fluid.
I learned by going on your website that out of 21,000 entries, you're both named semi-finalists in this year's jazz category for the International Songwriting Competition. Woo, that's
thank
a lot
you very
to
much.
Say. Congrats.
Yes, it is. A lot to think, too. Yeah, thank you.
That's for your tune, Thinking About You Tonight, right? And that's we're going to be playing this song next.
Beautiful.
And there are strings on this song, which is so cool. Tell us about
and
they
are beautiful strings.
Yeah, the process was interesting because initially for this record we wanted everybody in the room. We really liked that sound. We really liked live interaction, but because of COVID protocols we could only have so many people in the room, and so we had to overdub the strings. And to make it easy recording, we just recorded and I wrote the string arrangement between the first session and the second session. So I listened back and essentially just wrote the strings to the recording and then learned how to conduct it. And then we went in and luckily the string players we got were great. Definitely a weird process, something that neither of us have kind of
dipped our nose
into. So glad it worked out.
they're specifically inspired by an album I love by Frank Sinatra called Close to You. It's conducted by Nelson Riddle, and it's just Sinatra with a string quartet or an oboe, or Sinatra with a string quartet and a clarinet. It's a beautiful album, and that's kind of where that was inspired from.
Hi, I'm Ewan Farncombe, and you're listening to Thinking About You Tonight on Orange Grove Radio.
I'm a long, long way from home, out here on my own, with a single room and the next door too. I'm thinking about you tonight. I remember what you said as I tucked you into bed. I love you so, but I hate to see you go. Well, I'm thinking about you. Yes, I'm thinking about you tonight. I'm thinking about the story, the one you always told, about the fella and his girl. They live to grow so old. I'm listening to Sinatra, and it's nearly almost two. And I'm hoping that tomorrow's light will bring me back to you. I'm a long, long way from home, so I'll pick up the phone with words so true. I'll tell you I'm thinking about you. Yes, I'm thinking about you tonight. Kisses overdue. I'm a long, long way from home, so I'll pick up the phone with words so true. I'll tell you I'm thinking. Yes, I'm thinking of you tonight.
Salut! This is vocalist and bandleader Deanne Matley from Montreal, Canada, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on Indie 101.5.
I am here with Alex Bird and Ewan Farncombe, both composers and co-producers of You Are the Light and the Way. And we were just chatting all about the track that you just heard and the string arrangements and the Juno nomination and all the amazing, exciting things that are going on for this incredible project. And something that I'm curious about is that your music has a both traditional and modern sound. And I'm curious about how you guys navigate following the jazz tradition as well as make space for innovation in your writing.
I think for me, my idea part of it comes from, I love so many other types of music outside of just old crooner style. Like I love like Lou Rawls or Dusty Springfield or like somebody like Bobby Gentry, like really cool, funky old people. The artists that I love, if they were here today, it's such a tough question because the music back then was the popular music. But if they were here today, one thing I know that they always tried to do was find new songwriters and find new sounds. In addition to doing the old stuff, but they always tried to stay current. So I'm trying to, everything that's bundled up inside of me musically, I'm trying to take and put into a sort of digestible exciting way for people, so that we don't just get the jazz crowd listening, but maybe some young people who like something that's a little bit groovier, with a message or something like that. And just trying not to stay wholly in the past. I'm not a singer who, if you come to see the show, I don't do Fly Me to the Moon or anything like that. Not because I don't think I'm better than it, but just because it's been done so many times. It's been done so well, I can't touch that. I don't want to do that. I'd rather say thank you in my way by trying to create new music and making that sort of the piece of blending in those other types of music that we were talking about.
You're very much natural in terms of, like, you're authentic, which I really appreciate. And I've just found in my own music, like, by investigating the past and learning tradition, you end up innovating naturally. I think, not to call myself an innovator or anything, but just when you digest information and you start to make it part of you, it ends up coming out in its own natural way. And I think I see that in Alex. Like, he's digested so much information, both historical information and oral music, you know. It's funny, when I listen to him, I'm like, oh yeah, because I know his influences, because I know what he listens to, I'm like, oh yeah, I can hear all those kinds of sounds in there creeping in. And I definitely do feel that way about my own playing and my own writing and arranging and stuff. It's very much based in tradition, I think. It's just naturally, it's written in 2021 or 2022, so it's almost unavoidable to be modern, because it is modern.
I jokingly, it's like, we need something exciting and bold to say. So it was like, we told people when we released the first album, the second album, like, we're opening a new chapter of the Great American Songbook. That's a crazy statement to say, but it's kind of like the ultimate goal, I guess. If your heart's, that's where my heart is kind of at. But then I was just lucky that when we put that in the press package, all these reviews came out and they were like, opening up the next chapter of the Great American Songbook.
I saw that.
We just gave you the words, man, and now you printed it. That's the goal right there. If anyone wants a press publicity tip, just tell people what they're going to say. It works out perfectly.
Well, congratulations to you both on such an incredible album. And are there any new projects starting to rumble in here for the future?
Maybe. There's always writing happening. We're always keeping it fresh.
And yeah, Alex, you've been writing with various people. Some good tunes.
Ooh, yeah. That's exciting. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. I got a bass tune coming with Julian Anderson Bowes, which is really cool. So yeah, just trying to, like, bring the whole band in on the process and make everybody feel like they're a part of it, because they are. 100% for me.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for joining us, you two. And everybody, go listen to this incredible music.
Hi, I'm Alex Bird, and you're listening to You Are the Light in the Way on Orange Grove Radio.
You are the sun and the moon. You are the night and the day. You see right through me. You barely know me. You are the light and the way. I've been traveling forever. I'm getting weary and gray. Please let me rest here and stay. Lay your hands upon me and let me breathe your fire. Keep me warm, fan the flames of my desire. Tell me it's okay as I rest here for today. Wrap your arms right around me, 'cause you are the light. Thank you.
believe what they'd say. So I kept on walking instead of talking. Come, oh come with me. Well, when those stars shine above you, baby, that's when you know what to say. Well, that's when you tell me what you see you can be. You are the light. Upon me and let me breathe your fire. Keep me warm from the flames of my desire. Tell me it's okay as I rest here for today. Wrap your arms right around me, 'cause you are the light and the way. Yeah, you are the light.
Listening to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest, the greatest, and the best in Canadian jazz. And I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And as always, thank you so much for tuning in. It is so much fun to make these shows. Ernesto and I have so much fun putting together the playlist and interviewing people and editing it. And it's an independent show, so we do everything ourselves. So thanks so much for tuning in and for all of your love and support. If you want to support us even further, you can follow us on social media. All you got to do is look up Orange Grove Publicity on Facebook and Instagram, or OG Publicity on Twitter. If you really enjoyed the show today and wish that you could listen to a ton more of our episodes, do not fret, because you can find all of our past episodes on Spotify and Mixcloud. All you got to do is look up Orange Grove Radio. If you're enjoying the show and you want to listen to past episodes, you can do that right now on demand. You can listen to them at any point. You can hear all of our shows on Spotify and Mixcloud by searching up Orange Grove Radio. And if you really liked a song, but you missed the title or the artist name, do not worry, because we actually have full playlists of every single episode on our website. And you can find that at orangegrovepublicity.com. To close off today's show, we're going to be playing a track by Adrian Ferrugia and Joel from their dual album, Blued Dharma. This is a beautiful album, so I definitely recommend that you check it out. So we're going to be closing the show with the track For Murray Gold by Adrian Ferrugia and Joel Fromm. I'm Jenna Marie, and thank you so much for tuning in. See you next week. Bye-bye.